Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello everyone, Andy here, and here's what you can look forward to in today's episode.
In today's episode, I was joined by Dan Hambridge as we preview Week 8 in the NFL.
I look ahead to Aaron Rodgers' first game against Green Bay in his career.
There's nothing he'll want more than to get a win against the Packers, I think.
Dan goes for an upset victory for one team.
Dan, who you think?
I'm going to go with my first upset.
As we predict each game winner in Andy versus the guest, and also talk about things such as who we'd support if our team were no longer a team.
Mine for Dez, if the Dolphins got.
Hope you enjoy.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Across the Pod NFL podcast. I am, as ever, your host, Annie Davis, and in today's episode, we're going to preview Week 8 of the 2025 NFL season. And with me, I've got a returning guest to the show, a guy you probably well know from your TikTok page. Back on the show today is Dan Hambridge. Dan, how are you?
I'm very well, mate. How are you doing?
I'm good, yeah. You seem to have rotated on my screen.
I'm just going to say that. I've rotated a little bit. There we go. That'll do.
All good here. Just about recovered from the last London game. Managed to get an early night last night, watching four weddings and a funeral. So, I feel fresh and ready for Week 8.
I watched the Jags-Rams game. And the whole thing, I was just thinking, how bad are the Jags? So, they just were awful, weren't they? Good game for a Rams fan, but that was bad for the London Jags fans.
Yeah, exactly. And we talk about it with people there in the press box, like Dan Isaac, for example. We're talking about how it's really bad for NFL media that the Rams play so well, because, you know, we were hoping to get some Rams stuff before the game. Could they arrive Saturday morning? We had no availability to ask him any questions or go to any, like, training sessions.
Yeah.
I think if teams are going to, if they see that and go, right, the Rams can do it on a, can leave on a Saturday, they can go to the game and be the best team by a mile in the game. We fear that more teams might follow trend, and that would mean less opportunities for media. It's very much the world's smallest violin, but it's, I think for the journalists who want to try and go to interview players, it makes it harder if the Rams can do that and succeed. But
yeah,
it was pretty bad. I mean, the Broncos Jets game was really bad, but at least it was tight, at least it was close, whereas this game, it was over by the third quarter. It was really, really bad from the Jags. It was literally awful.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
but we're going to move on to Week 8, and there are six teams on a bye. We've got the Lions, the Raiders, the Rams, the Cardinals, the Seahawks, and the Jags, who are going to be on a bye week. But before we go on to our Week 8 prediction, let's find out who won in Week 7's version of Andy versus the guest. So last week we brought you a live in-person podcast at the Jags practice session with Will Varney from Talk Sport. And we only had one game different. We all had the same scores right. In the end, I ended up winning Andy versus the guest, as I went for the Buccaneers to beat the Lions. The Lions beat the Bucks, whereas Will went for the Bucks to beat the Lions. After that, it means that I currently lead 4-2 when it comes to Andy versus the guest. So, Dan, you've got the honour of trying to bring it back to the game.
I will do my best to pull it back. This is my challenge for tonight.
Well, here we go. Well, week 8, I should say, starts off in SoFi Stadium on Thursday night as the Chargers host the Vikings. Dan, who wins this for you?
Purely because he is in my fantasy team, I'm going to go with the Chargers. I need Justin Herbert to give me a very, very strong week, and I think they will beat the Vikings.
I agree. I mean, Herbert put up 401 yards, 3 touchdowns. But I think the Vikings team is not as good as the Colts. And I think that despite the Chargers being very banged up on the O-line, I do feel like I just don't trust this Carson Wentz situation to work in this game. I think if they were playing a better team, I would have more faith in them losing. But the fact that they're playing the Vikings, who've got a really poor quarterback at the moment playing for them. Yeah, I'm going to go for the Chargers to win. And then Sunday, starting off with my team, the Dolphins, as we take on the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, you think about poor sports days for me. I mean, the game itself was poor at London. Then I have to go home and see the Dolphins lose 31-6 to the Cleveland Browns, who have been one of the worst teams this year. About 3 hours after I see Liverpool lose to Man U.
Well, the mighty Man United, we're on the rise again.
Oh, God. I mean, the only pause about that game was that the United Strand might actually cut his hair in a few weeks. But
Yeah.
But literally, like, that's one of the worst sports days. Because normally, what tends to happen is Liverpool win, Dolphins lose. Or if Dolphins win, Liverpool tend to drop points. Not as much last year, but certainly in years gone by, it's always been the case. That was just awful. Hampton Jir, friend of the show, Sky Lawrence Pank, having to hear him tease me all game about McMahon, you beating Liverpool, you know, sit next to him in a press conference and being with him on there afterwards as well. I mean, having to hear that next to a Man U fan was pretty horrific.
It was a great game. For United fan, it was a brilliant game. Thought we played really, really well. But we spoke about it on my podcast, like, they're just not off at the races yet, Liverpool, are they? They are lagging a little bit, because that's the first Liverpool game for a long time. I'd got into it thinking, we could get a result here. I think we could actually do something pretty good. And we played well, which is a big positive.
Mm. I mean, I was thinking that, like, kind of before the game, I was thinking, oh, we could get it done here. But I was thinking that, 2023, we won 7-0. So I was thinking, we might be all right at home. This might be the game that turns our season around. But, what turned out to be, quite the opposite, I think. apologies for those NFL fans. We are, going off tangent a little bit on this. But, it's just been a terrible few weeks. The fact that we're still only 4 points behind, despite if we can just get a couple of wins going and get the season back on track, I think we just for now just keep starting Ekotike. I think I don't think Isak deserves a starting spot right now. I think put Robertson back at left back. I think Kerkez might be the next Dejan Lovren. it's just been awful. But I kind of heard a good point made on Talk Sport is that a lot of managers who win the Premier League in their first season, a lot of them have got sacked in their second year. And there is talk of it already, which I think personally is absolutely insane. I don't think personally, after just, a month of bad form, you should actually do that. But yeah, it's interesting, with Ranieri, Pellegrini, all these players, managers who won, Mourinho, second time round got sacked after winning the league in his first year in the role, second time round. So, for me, it's... it's not great. It's not great. It's not been a great time to be a fan of either team, to be honest. There was a point a couple of years ago where we were top of the league and top of the AFC, both Liverpool and the Dolphins. For a week of my life, I had that experience, but it's not been quite... For Dolphins, not been anywhere near close to it since. But we do take on the Falcons in this game. I do have the Falcons winning this game. I don't think we can stop Bijan Robinson. I think even if he can't stop him, you've got Drake London. And you've got this defense that could cause Tua all sorts of problems. So I have no faith at all in this team getting a win. Daniel still.
Where's the game? Is it in Miami?
No, Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. If it was in Miami, I might have gone for an upset. But you see, if it's in Atlanta, Falcons all day are going to win that game.
Yeah, the Falcons have had one of the worst, it's been one of the worst home atmospheres I've experienced at an NFL game. They didn't really make much noise. I thought it was one of the worst atmospheres I've experienced at an NFL game. But I think this team, despite being very inconsistent this year, I mean, they lost to the Niners, they lost 30-0 to the Panthers, but then they go out and beat the Bills. So, yeah, weird team to predict, always are a hard team to predict on, but I'm going to give the Falcons a win because I think we're just that bad at the moment. Speaking of really bad, the New York Jets are 0-7. That's the one saving grace in all this bad stuff for the Dolphins is that the Jets are even worse this year. They go to the Bengals, who have been equally bad in the last few weeks, but they did get a win last time against the Steelers in a really, really good game.
Yeah,
I do think with a longer week of preparation, having an extra 3 days of rest, and the Jets being that bad, and I think Flacco's come in and made a difference, I'm going to go for the Bengals to win.
I am also going to go for the Bengals. I am going to throw some upsets in there, but not for the Jets either. They are awful. And I watched the Steelers-Bengals game, and I thought, for two aging quarterbacks, what a show they put on. Like, Joe Flacco can still sling a ball, can't he? He was brilliant. So, yeah, I think they're going to easily beat the Jets.
Yeah, I totally agree. Now, next up is the Cleveland Browns traveling to Foxborough as they take on the New England Patriots. Dan, who wins this for you?
We're going to agree too much because I'm going to go with the Patriots. I saw something this week that was like, this is the resurrection of the Patriots dynasty. And I was like, I won't go too far. But this is certainly the best they've looked pre-Tom Brady. I've watched a couple of their games down. I'm like, I love Vrabel anyway as a coach. And I think he's doing something really, really good in New England. So I'm going to go Patriots. Yeah.
Well, some news actually has dropped on my phone just now. Going back to the Jets, they're expected to name Tyrod Taylor as their quarterback for this game against the Bengals, which could be the hope they need, the kind of change they need, their hope will change things around. I don't know whether you saw as well, Woody Johnson's come out and publicly slated Justin Fields, saying that he said that the thing the quote was something like any head coach would struggle with a quarterback play like that, which I think is really damning from a. I think why would you say that? But I think for Justin Fields, it's not really a great look.
No.
The owners come out and publicly slated him so much in sort of the last day or two.
It's a shame as well, isn't it? Because I know we've spoken about it previously about whether it is a player or a team, talking about United. But Justin Fields for the...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
He Steelers last year. He looked good. In those first couple of opening games, he kept Russell Wilson out. He looked like a really, really good player. So you just think, is it him or is it the Jets? Because they've not been good for years, have they? They have been Manchester United, this great organisation. They just can't turn it around. So, yeah, you do feel for him a little bit there, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, then, as a Dolphins fan, I don't feel too bad for anyone as well. But I've gone for the Patriots winning as well.
Yeah.
I do think, in terms of them, I mean, looking at the teams they've beaten, the Raiders, the Dolphins, the Steelers, fair enough, the Bills, fair enough, but the Panthers, the Saints, and the Titans, and so it's not, I think Drake May he's an MVP candidate, but I don't think you put him against a good team. I think despite beating the Bills, I just don't know whether we're getting, the cracks being papered over the fact that they are playing some really bad teams. But fair play, you beat who's in front of you, and the Patriots, for me, win this game. I would say somewhat easily, because I do feel like the Browns can cause problems. You know, Judkins, you know, his defense. You know,
it's the defense, isn't it? I thought as a Packers fan, I was confident we would batter the Browns. And we didn't. Their defense was really, really good. And you forget Myles Garrett plays there as well. When you think about these poor organizations, that you've got a stud in the defense there, that their defense will cause them a lot of problems. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Next game is in Philadelphia as the Eagles host the Giants. Can the Giants cause a shock like they did against the Eagles just a few weeks ago? No,
I'm gonna. Go on. Sorry, Nick.
Sorry, I didn't realize how long my pause. I think I made you think it was your turn. I'm going for the Eagles to win. I just don't see any way at home. I don't know. I think there's definitely a chance. I think I'm being harsh by saying there's no way, because the Giants have almost beat the Broncos. They probably should have beat the Broncos.
Yeah, they should.
They beat the Eagles, you know, just a few weeks ago. But I feel like the win against the Vikings for Eagles might give them the confidence back. It might give them that kind of, every team goes through. Even last year, they had a few bad games, and then they, had one game where they won and everything turned around. So I think the Giants, for me, yeah, as good as Jackson Dart and Scatterby have been, I just don't know whether in Philly, which is a hard place to go to, whether they can get the win there. So I'm going to go for the Eagles. Dan, who are you
saying? I'm going to go with my first upset. I'm going to go with the New York Giants, purely because I think one thing we love about the NFL, and I know because we've spoken about it previously, is that it feels like anything can happen. I know we're kind of like, oh, the Patriots are definitely going to win, but it is a league. Upsets do happen, that they're around. And I feel like Saquon Barkley's not really been Saquon from last year. There's been cracks in the Eagles. And I think Jackson Dart is going to go into Philadelphia and cause an upset. I think that'll be the first upset of the weekend.
To be fair, you made some great points there. I do feel like that is, you know, the Madden curse is really... I think it's proved that Barkley hasn't quite been the same. I don't think he's been giving him as many carries. I think there was one game where he had something like just 12 carries, or maybe a single digit. I don't know what's going on there with the Eagles, but I still have faith they'll find a way, even if it's not for him and it's through AJ Brown or Devonta Smith. If there was not a bye week, I'd say this game would be, you know, the next upset. But I think the Bills will beat the Panthers in Carolina. I think that if they'd had this game after losing two in a row, maybe they would have, you know, potentially lost a third. But I think a week off might be exactly what this team needs. And I'm going to go for the Bills to beat the Panthers.
Yeah, the Bills are going to batter the Panthers 100%. Josh Allen has looked unbelievable. He's looked so strong. And if it isn't the Packers, I always say this, I'd like to see the Bills curse done and just to see them do it. Maybe this year if it's not the Packers, but I think he looks too strong. I think they will batter the Panthers. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think I mentioned for the Jets, but I don't want the Bills doing well either. And I didn't even want them. That's one thing we have over them is that, you know, the Patriots, you know, I did a video recently about which team, you know, I asked fans outside Tottenham, which team would you, if you got offered £1 million, and actually I'll ask this to you as well, Dan, actually whilst you're here, if there's a team, so if you got offered £1 million on one condition, you have to watch one of your three division rivals win the Super Bowl, which one are you choosing to watch win it?
Oh, God.
I think I know your answer. I think I can guess your answer, but I don't want to tell you what your answer.
I would have, probably the Lions. I'd probably go the Lions. I think, only because I've been to Detroit so much with work, seeing how much that would mean to the people of Detroit, even though they're such a big rival for us, we've got friends out there now that have just always known the Lions as being awful. And actually to have a good football team in the city, it's completely transformed it. So if I had to watch it, it's £1 million, isn't it? I'm sure I'll do something cool with the money. But yeah, I'd see Detroit win a Super Bowl.
I'm sure Lauren would be very happy to see that as well. Is she more Lions now than Packers, would you say?
Listen, she's the biggest bandwagoner you'll ever see in your entire life. She was a full-blown Packers fan. And then when we went to Detroit, she was like, oh, my God, the jerseys look really cool. And now she watches the Lions. We got up early this morning, and as I came downstairs, she was sat watching the highlights on YouTube of the Lions and the Bucks. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, you only know one player for him, but she sits fully watching him now.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's what I kind of thought you'd guess because of your ties with Detroit.
We love Detroit. From
the draft pick to, you mentioned then, friends you've made and, you know, sort of going to Detroit Tigers games and things like that.
Yeah.
So, but I'd always say that for me, you know, I picked the Patriots because, you know, I've seen them win enough Super Bowls, even though I hate them probably more than the other two teams. Seeing them win a 7 rather than 6 wouldn't really, it's no skin on my back. But the one thing we have bragging rights over the Jets is we won a Super Bowl more recently than them, and the Bills, they never won one. So, yeah, but having said all of that, I've made a really good friend of the show, David Kaprosh, who's from Buffalo, lifelong Buffalo Bills season ticket holder. If they were going to win it, I would say, you know, I'd be so happy for him and all the Bills fans that basically helped me, you know, get from Buffalo to Detroit when I got stranded there because of a bus issue. So I always have, I said before in this podcast so many times, I owe a lot to the Bills fans for basically online getting myself sorted a lift. And so even though I wouldn't want the Bills to win it in that sense, I think, like you're saying, for the Lions and them winning it for you, for the Bills fans I've got to know and make friends with, you know, I'd be really happy for them because they've so long, so many years of hurt. For me, Bills win this. And I think the Panthers, if they won 3 in a row, so I think the Panthers could cause an upset. But I think I always try and favour the team who's got a week off if it's like quite an even matchup. So yeah, give me the Bills to win this one. Next up is the Bears going to the M&T Bank Stadium as they take on the Baltimore Ravens. Now, of course, the Ravens with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens of last season would have probably wiped the floor with the Bears.
But not now.
Without Lamar Jackson, they've already lost. They've won just 1 out of 6 games. Of course, they had the bye week last week. So I'm going against my thinking here, but I'm going to go for the Bears. I think even with the week off, I just don't think the Ravens team has got enough right now. They've got too many injuries, too many holes defensively. And I think this Bears team is, they're getting better by each week. And I think this Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson relationship is just getting stronger. Mm. And I think they're going to get the job done.
I wholeheartedly agree with everything that you've just said. But as Clay Matthews said at the Green Bay draft in Wisconsin, he said the Bears still suck. And I agree with Clay Matthews. So I can't pick the Bears. I'm going to go with another upset. And I'm going to say that the Ravens will beat the Bears because it's the Bears. And if anybody's going to beat the Bears, it'll be themselves. So I'm going to go with the Ravens.
So is it the Bears for you more than the Vikings in terms of that hatred, would you say?
It's a weird one where we always say, Lauren and I always say, that when we've travelled to America to watch games, you don't really get that sort of tribal hatred that you get with like United, Liverpool and our football. But when we went to the draft in Green Bay this year, we because Green Bay is a nightmare to get to, we had to fly to Chicago. And we were like, we've never been to Chicago before. Home alone. Let's do 3 days there. We'll go and have a look around and see what it's like. And when we got there, it pissed it down for 3 days. It rained and rained. And the only jacket I had was a Packers jacket. And I was like, it'll be sound like, it's not Liverpool, like, it'll be fine. People were giving me shit on the streets. Like, people were shouting at me. People were like, take the jacket off. Like, really going mad at me. And in Detroit, we kind of had that, but people were funnier about it. Like, I'd wear it in Detroit and a guy would come up and give me shit and then buy me a beer. And we'd have a bit of banter. We'd talk. He'd be like, oh, are you from England? And then we'd crack on. In Chicago, they hate the Packers. And that was the first time that I felt that, wow, you're a rival. You are a proper rival. So, Yeah, I just, for that reason, for the city of Chicago giving me grief for 3 days for wearing a jacket, I'm sorry, I'm going to go with the Ravens, yeah.
It's funny because, you know, I find that with the AFC East, it's more the Dolphins, the Bills, and it's more the Patriots and the Jets. I feel like there's that, you know, there's a Boston and New York thing with the Jets and the Patriots. Yeah. I feel like the Dan Marino and Jim Kelly era has made it the Bills, Dolphins, that. So I feel like that's very split. I feel like having spoken to you just then and having watched How I Met Your Mother, it just feels like the Vikings hate the Bears. The Vikings hate the Packers the most. The Bears hate the Packers the most. But no one hates the Lions. So, it's funny how I think three teams hate each other and then the Lions are just there. Yeah. Nobody hates them. You know, it's funny how it works out. And I don't want to make you leave the podcast early, Dan, but you mentioned before that, you know, the Bills would be the team that you'd want to win it if the Packers can't.
Yeah.
Mine's the Bears if the Dolphins can't.
Really?
Yeah, I've always said that. I picked my team before I watched the game. If I'd picked the team after watching the sport, it would have been the Bears I picked because I just loved the uniform, the stadium, the history. Yeah, so I've since been to Chicago and I loved it. So, and I do support the Cubs for that reason. So it's
one thing I do like the Bears for is I dragged Lauren around Soldier Field and they had an MLS game on, so we couldn't go in. And they had all the plaques outside and I was reading all of like the history of the Bears and how they were one of the first teams and all that. And there is a lot of history there, which is for an NFL.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Well, fan, that's one of the intrigues, isn't it? It's one of the interests to why we follow the teams that we support. But yeah, I just couldn't support them. I'm sorry.
I think that's why I couldn't be a Bears fan, really, because I love Lambeau Field. I love the Vikings uniforms. I love watching Barry Sanders highlights. And yeah. As I just mentioned, my affinity for the Bears. So, I think even though I would say, you know, I'd be a Bears fan if not a Dolphins fan, or if the Dolphins became, you know, if they got kicked out of the league, I would switch to the Bears.
I'd be a Bengals fan if we're a Packers fan.
I'd probably say the Bills.
I went through a phase where Andy Dalton was at the Bengals and I was well into my Packers stuff, but I just went through a phase where I really liked Andy Dalton at the Bengals and I was like, I'm fully into the Packers now. I can't ever, but that I'd be that team that I'd sit and watch and be like, oh, okay, yeah, like I liked that the uniforms were different and they weren't that good and I liked that about it. And now Joe Burrow's there. I'm like, I would definitely be a Bengals fan if it weren't for the Packers.
Yeah, fair enough. Could you buy a jersey? Because in the NFL, I find there's a thing where people are okay wearing other teams' jerseys, where I was wearing a Man U jersey or even like a, you know, say a Newcastle United or Sunderland or Wolves, you know. But people I know are very happy to wear other jerseys, which I do that in NBA, even though being a Warriors fan. But I don't think I could wear another team's NFL jersey. I don't think I can. I mean, if I like players, I kind of think, do I go down the college jersey route? So I kind of, but if I had to, it would be either that or Derrick Henry Titans jersey. So it's, it's tough. Would you ever wear a Bengals jersey? Would you ever wear another
team's jersey? I wouldn't wear a Bengals jersey now, but I didn't go through it. My family were that, and you've probably had the same, and everybody else that listens. When you're kind of into American sports, if your family don't really get it, they'll just buy you random things for Christmas. So my family went through a phase of buying me the Mitchell and Ness jerseys for Christmas that were players, but from 1990, the year that I was born. So they bought me a Joe Montana 49ers jersey, and the Niners are a massive rival to the Packers, and they bought me a Jim Kelly Bills jersey. So I have got them, and I will wear them around the house if we're not making content and stuff. But I think outside, nah, I couldn't do it. Maybe in the house.
Well, speaking of the Niners, they're our next game as they take on the Texans at NRG Stadium, the final lot of the 6 p.m. slate. Well, actually, it was 5 p.m. It's that one weekend you get of the year where you get the game going out. Yeah. So, yeah, 5 p.m. as in the UK. They take on the Houston Texans. Dan, who wins it for you?
You've got to go with the Niners, haven't you? The Texans were that team last year that, it sounds weird saying it, they were everybody's B team. Everybody loved watching the Texans last year, I found. But having Nixon being injured, and they don't look like the same team, do they? And I think the Niners have been that team that have just been silently getting on with it, just kind of doing their own thing. No sort of big sort of news coming out of the locker room. There's a little bit with Christy McCaffrey's injuries. But yeah, I think the Niners will comfortably beat them.
I agree. I've been really underwhelmed by the Texans this year. I think the O-line has been even worse than last year. I think the defense has actually been really good, and they did you know, work times to stop the Seahawks, but the offensive struggles are just really there to see. And the Niners, have been really impressed with them, talking of overcoming injuries. They've done it the other way around, where they've actually looked really good. And, you know, the fact they've lost all these players and they're still performing the way they are, me, I think that gives huge credit to Kyle Shanahan and this Niners team. McCaffrey was amazing on Sunday Night Football. Incredible. Looked back to his best in that game. So I think the Niners win this. I think this could be one of the easier wins of the week. Moving on to the later slate, which is going to be 8 rather than 9:05. As the Saints host the Buccaneers, I think that's pretty easy.
I think the Buccaneers were unlucky against the Lions. Very, very unlucky. So I think they will massively turn that around and they'll beat the Saints comfortably. Yeah.
So next up is Dallas Cowboys traveling to Mile High as they take on the Denver Broncos. Dan, who wins this for you?
Oh, this is a tough one. Because I thought when we took Parsons, that would be it for the Cowboys. I thought they would absolutely implode. But they've not. They have looked good. The offense have looked very good at times. But at Mile High, I'm going to go with the Broncos. I think if it was at if it was in Texas, I would have gone the other way. But I think the Broncos will beat them at home.
Interesting, interesting. I have gone for the Cowboys to win. I think, despite getting the win against the Giants, now, you know, you've got to praise them for, you know, the way they came back in this game and they got the win. But I saw some holes. And I think when I saw the Cowboys against Commanders, when I saw from the catches I was seeing from Lamb and Pickens in this game were just incredible. Pickens has looked really good in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, he does.
So for me, I think this Broncos team, that defense worries me a little bit going into this game against such a, you know, powerful offense in that sense. So I'm going to go for the Cowboys to win.
I saw a thing today, you might have seen it, that apparently the Packers are looking at Trayvon Diggs.
Interesting.
Yeah, I saw that today because we've looked shaky at times at cornerback. And it was like a big thing on Twitter today that we were looking into him, which I thought was quite interesting. Yeah.
That's interesting. I mean, yeah, that would be a damaging I think for the Cowboys if they were to lose him. Our final of the second lot of games on Sunday is the Indianapolis Colts taking on the Titans in a AFC South battle. By far the easiest to call. The Colts are 6-1, which no one at all predicted. I had them finishing last in the AFC South. We've all been proved wrong. It's basically the Vikings of last year. I don't know whether they'll win playoff games, but I think they'll win enough regular season games. And for me, I think they win this game. This might be their easiest game of the whole year. Give me the Colts to win.
I agree. And I think what we were talking about before is in the beauty of the NFL, and one of the reasons I love the NFL, is that anything can happen. And when you look at Daniel Jones and where he was with the Giants, that it looked, I felt like this when the Colts took him. It was, what are you doing? Why are you taking him? He was awful at the Giants. But sometimes you just got to remember that he's one player. 32 teams, 32 starting quarterbacks, he's going to be good. He's going to have some form of talent. And in the right organisation, with the right people and the right environment, he's been unbelievable. And that, it's been the shock of the season for me, how good Daniel Jones in particular has been, that they are now, we are talking about them as a Super Bowl contender, when I don't think anybody would have said that other than Colts fans at the start of the season. He's been unbelievable. So, yeah, I think this is probably the easiest pick. The Colts are going to win.
So before we go on to Sunday Night Football, the main event, we're going to go on to Monday Night Football as the Chiefs host the Commanders. I'm going to go for the Chiefs to win. I think they're a bit too inconsistent, the Commanders. Daniels is currently doubtful for the game on Sunday, on Monday night. I think even if he was playing, I would still back the Chiefs to win. But I think without Daniels and Mariota playing, if that does happen, I think that's a Chiefs win. Do you agree, Dan?
Oh, I hate to pick the Kansas City Chiefs, but I'm going to have to agree with you. It annoys me, the Chiefs. But I think if Daniels was fully, fully fit, maybe they'd been in with a chance, but they've not looked as good as last year. They were unbelievable last year. But yeah, as much as it pains me to say it, I agree. I think the Chiefs are going to win.
Well, here we are to the final game, Sunday Night Football. Of course, Dan, you are a Packers fan.
Yeah.
You are facing, unfortunately, it's a neutral, it's not in Lambeau, but you're facing your old quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. Now, before we go on to predictions, I mean, what does this mean to you? Because, you know, Rodgers is a big part of your Packers
family.
And I mean, it's someone you've watched the majority of your time as a Packers fan. You've watched Aaron Rodgers as quarterback. Of course, had a maybe underwhelming end to his time in Green Bay, but you know, he's brought you a Super Bowl, brought you many different great memories along the way. You think about the Hail Mary against the Lions. You know, so many good memories for you. But like, kind of, I want to pick to you about what your memories are of Rodgers, because and sure there's loads of memories. I probably mentioned a couple of there, but what was your sort of favourite memories of Rodgers when he was a Packer?
I've got two sort of like main memories. The Super Bowl that we won, that Aaron Rodgers won, I remember sat watching that as a university student on a Sunday night with my two housemates and the token American. She was from Florida, but she was studying in London. And I was a fan of the Packers then, and I wore my jerseys and stuff. She was like, great, yeah, let's all watch it together. So I watched it with my two housemates. And that memory stays with me forever, because it was the first Super Bowl that I'd properly seen the Packers win. And it was the first big memory of kind of, even though I love Favre, and Favre is my all-time greatest Packers player, that memory of kind of seeing them win that Super Bowl and Rodgers being part of it was unbelievable. And then my first ever game at Lambeau came in Rodgers' last season against the Cowboys. And I think, for me personally, Lambeau has this magical feel to it. Even people that aren't a Packers fan, when you walk inside Lambeau and you experience it for the first time, you cry. I was a grown man sobbing my heart out, and knowing that Rodgers was a part of it, we beat the Cowboys in overtime, and having that connection to that experience, you can never say thank you enough to Aaron Rodgers, because he's been such an integral part of who we have been for such a long time. And not many organisations can say that they're going to have two back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks. So whether you love him or hate him, to have that and for him to be a part of that history, the most historical team in the NFL, you can never take that away from him. And it was my first ever experience of a Packers game in Lambeau, which was such a magical experience for me.
Absolutely. I mean, even myself, having also gone to a Packers game that season, my first time and only time at Lambeau Field so far. Yeah, even I was like, you know, it's by far, I've been to obviously all these stages, but it's by far the best one I've been to, just for overall package. Yeah. And the fact it snowed as well in that game against. And I also saw my favorite ever NFL player throw a touchdown. Derrick Henry threw a touchdown in the game for the Titans on Thursday Night Football. Incredible to experience.
That was the week after the Cowboys game, wasn't it? Because did the Titans win?
Yeah, they won. So I saw him play in Denver on the Sunday, and then I saw him play literally in Green Bay that same week. So I can't think what week. It was in November. I remember that.
That was the tour group that I went with. That was part of the package. You could stay for two games. So it was Cowboys, Titans, and Lauren and I were umming and ahhing over it. And we were like, no, we'll leave that game and we'll do the one. And then when the Titans won, it's the only time as a Packers fan I've been like, I'm buzzing they got beat. Because if they'd have beat the Titans, I'd have been gutted that I didn't stay for it.
Oh, I mean, we could have met years before. We could have met.
Because it was cold, weren't it? It was November time. Oh, it was freezing.
I mean, I remember, because I mentioned before on the podcast, but I watched a game with Ash in the NFL, Ashburn Hansen. So we got to experience the tailgate before the game, in amazing house where the garden was, the view was Lambeau Field. It was an amazing tailgate to experience. But I remember us both being in the stadium just being like, this is like ridiculously cold. I think I've only experienced it worse, maybe worse. I think I was wearing less layers, but watching Dolphins Jets at MetLife in January this year, I thought my legs had fallen off. I thought they literally were dead. It was awful. But yeah, Lambeau, I think if anyone wants to go to another game at Lambeau Field, go in September, go in early October, don't go in November, and don't go in December.
Where we were sat, it was that cold. There was a Packers couple, a guy and girl, and then next to him was his best friend, who was a Cowboys fan. And his girlfriend was a Packers fan, and he lived in Wisconsin. And we kind of got talking and stuff like that. And it was that cold, they'd snuck a plastic bottle of Fireball into the stadium just to keep them warm. And Lauren got that drunk, she fell asleep. She has fallen asleep in Lambeau Field. Because he was like, it's freezing. Just keep swigging it and it'll keep you warm. And anybody in Wisconsin, they can drink. That is their national hobby, just drinking. By the end of it, she fell asleep and I was swaying like that. It was like, we've got to stop. Just embrace the cold. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure that was the world's biggest beer jacket.
Yeah.
Let's head on to the game. Prediction time. Dan, I'll let you go first. I'll give you the honours of going first, as it is your team involved in the game. Who wins it for you?
It's really hard because we're not playing that well. And I feel like we've had so much hype around us and so much. I myself at the beginning of the season was like, we're going to win the Super Bowl, blah, 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 blah. But watching us against the Cardinals are a good team, in fairness. And I think a lot of people forgot that because Kyler Murray's out, that they are a good team. I was watching us thinking that the offense doesn't look that great. If it weren't for Josh Jacobs, we would have lost on Sunday night. So I think the game will be a lot harder than what people are expecting, especially with Rodgers. That in the game against the Bengals, when he threw that Hail Mary at the very end, I remember watching it. I was like, there he is. He's still got that in him. And he'll want to beat us. Oh, I'm going to say the Packers will win. But I think it'll be a very, very close game. I think, Daniel, the Packers are just going to win. Slim margins, though. I think it'll be a very, very tight game.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great game. But you can touch on it then, the reason why I think the team's going to win. I'm going for the Steelers. There's nothing he'll want more than to get a win against the Packers. I think, you know, he wanted that against the Jets and he got it in week one. And I think he will be on a mission. I think he was more on a mission against the Jets, I think, the way they ended there. But I think he would absolutely love to win this game. So I can see, again, with a few days extra rest as well for the Steelers, I just think this is a game where I do believe I think you put him in, you know, say you put him in a team with equal ability, equal record in the season. That's not the Packers. I think he would, you know, probably lose that game. I think there are some flaws, but I think, you know, home crowd against his former team, I think he's going to be really up for this. I think he's going to get the job done. I can see a DK Metcalf touchdown with, let's say, 2 minutes, just before a 2 minute warning to seal the game. And I can just picture him walking off with a smile on his face, knowing he's beaten his former team.
I think that the tricky thing with the Packers at the moment is, I was reading today that apparently Matthew Golden isn't happy with the targets he's been receiving, because he's not being targeted at all in the red zone. And I was looking at that thinking, it's quite rare that you get rumblings out of the Packers dressing room. And the offense hasn't looked good. We've not looked good at all. Josh Jacobs has been fantastic. I think the only thing that will go in our favour, if Parsons in the defence gets at Rodgers early, he doesn't like being under pressure, Aaron. He hates it. You'll see him throwing away a lot of passes. He doesn't like getting tackled. So I think if we can do that, we'll beat them. But I think if they can contain the defence early on, they're going to cause us problems. I don't want to say they'll beat us, but they will cause us problems.
I agree. I think with Jordan Love's issue so far this season, I do think that could be... I think that's where the game's won. If they can get to Jordan Love, I think they'll have to obviously also stop Josh Jacobs. But I just think, the main thing will be if Rodgers can just play half of what he can play on his day, then I think he'll cause a lot of problems to this Packers team. But there we are. That is the end of the predictions. We've gone for, in total, four different games prediction-wise. We've both gone for wins for the Chargers, Falcons, Bengals, Patriots, Bills, Niners, Bucks, Colts, and Chiefs. Whereas in Eagles against Giants, I went for the Eagles. Dan's gone for the Giants. In Ravens against Bears, Dan's gone for the Ravens. I've gone for the Bears. In Broncos against Cowboys, I went for the Cowboys. Dan's gone for the Broncos. And in Packers against Steelers, Dan has gone for his Packers to beat the Steelers, and I've gone for the Steelers. There we are. That is the end of our Week 8 preview. Dan, of course, before we let you go, you have got a new podcast coming up, or has come up. I was on it last week, called The Final Whistle. For those who are listening who haven't heard of your podcast, where can they find it and what can we look forward to in the next few weeks?
So we are on Spotify and YouTube, and it's mainly Packers-centred. We talk about the Packers a lot. And the one thing I've tried to do is, for any Packers fans out there or just fans of the NFL, is to try and get sort of people that are integrated into the UK NFL scene, like yourself, but also Americans. We're really, really pushed with sort of news anchors out in America, fans of the year for different teams, and trying to get sort of a broader sort of range of how they see the sport from an American perspective out in the UK, which has been fascinating, to be honest. None of them want more games in the UK, which I find hilarious. When this month, it's been international games everywhere. They're like, yeah, we hate it, we don't want it, which is really, really interesting to get their perspective of it all.
I don't know whether you saw, there was apparently La Liga players protested about the game being played in Miami, the upcoming game. And apparently it wasn't shown on Spanish TV. Apparently it was done, and they didn't cover it. So I feel like, we're seeing that now happen in football. I don't think Premier League will have it, but I think with the influence of American owners, it could happen one day. But I think personally, I wouldn't be at all thrilled about. But at the same time, I've benefited very much from games played in the UK. So I'm not really someone to really comment on that, but.
They've said is that we're really lucky that we get so many home games for United and Liverpool and those other football teams, that for them they get eight games a season, and that's it. And to lose one of those internationally, they're like, what's the point? Either send a team over there, which every single person has been well up for, they're like, stick a franchise there, build it, do what you want to do. But We were rumoured, I think I told you, when the Steelers played in Ireland, the Packers were heavily rumoured to be the away team there. But apparently, the Steelers and the Packers sat down and were like, why would we lose this game? Why would you lose the Packers coming to Pittsburgh, Aaron Rodgers against his old team? You would never give that up for, you know, local tourism, the local market to generate all of that. So there's a lot of political side to it, which, like you say, if it was United or Liverpool, I'd be fully on board with it. And that's one thing that I've had my eyes open to, that I'd be well up for more games over here. But then when you think about it from their perspective, excuse me, you can understand why they don't want to. They're like, stick a franchise, stick a division over there. It's great. Grow it. But we don't want to lose our teams.
Yeah, I do think as well, NFL, football's more of a global sport than the NFL. Football does not need to be, I think it's already got, it's the most watched sport in the world, whereas NFL does need to expand in that sense. But I totally get it. I would not, you know, I would not want to see, having said that, I don't go to games all the time. So I'm probably the wrong person to ask, but you ask my girlfriend's dad, who's got a Liverpool season ticket. You know, my girlfriend's cousin's got an Everton season ticket. You ask him, do you want to, you know, lose a home game to abroad? Absolutely not.
No.
And I get a sense that American fans love going to games when they're the road team. Like Vikings had two games this year, both on the road. They haven't lost a home game as a result of that. So I think that would be where, you know, you get a team over here permanently, you would have that thing where fans be a lot more accepting of it because only one fan base is actually being hurt by it. Unless you add a new team, and even then, no fan base is then being hurt by it. So
yeah,
I kind of think that's the good thing about, and also just you get 8 games a year in London, 9 every other year. So I don't think it'll ever happen, but I think I'm not, certainly not against it, certainly from a media point of view, more opportunities to, you know, cover a team. But there we are. So yeah, as I said before, don't forget to follow the Final Whistle podcast, and you can hear my podcast appearance on it last week, and you can hear my most controversial football and NFL opinions on there as well. But this has been the Across the Pod NFL podcast, our Week 8 preview with myself, as ever, your host today, Andy Davis, with our guest in Dan Hambridge. And we'll see you guys next time.